我们有三堂的时间要谈论基督徒生活的问题。
We have three sessions to talk about Christian living.
那么既然我们叫做基督徒生活，我不希望多谈理论，我们希望多谈实际。
Since we are talking about Christian living, I don't intend to talk about theory, I want to talk about the practical aspect.
但是当我们讲到实际的时候，我们又不能没有理论来作为基础。
And yet when we are talking about the practical aspect, we ought to have theory as a foundation.
今天我们常常活在两种的极端里面，有一种人专门讲理论，完全没有实际的配合。
Today we seem to be living in two extremes. Some people only talk about theory with no practical living at all.
对，今天有许多人专门讲一些实际的问题，但是在根基上是非常摇摆的。
There are other people who only talk about the practical side of it, the problems, they don't talk about the foundation at all.
所以我们盼望我们今天下午能够花一点点的时间，一方面检讨，一方面重新骨架我们整个基督徒信仰的体系。
Therefore, this afternoon, we'd like to spend some time to talk about this, and also we want to re-examine, re-evaluate the whole situation.
今天上午我曾经在早上的讲道里面提到，今天在教会里面有一个很严重的问题，就是基督徒生活的分割，那个 dichotomy。
This morning I talk about that there is a very serious problem, and that is the dichotomy of the Christian living.
今天有许多人把基督徒的生活看成 either or, 而不是说 both and, 两方面都顾到。
Many people just pay attention to one or the other and not both.
那么我常常说，在圣经里面有一个，在耶稣那个时代就有了一个异端，一直到今天还阴魂不散地影响今天的教会，今天的基督徒。
I often say that there's a heresy that existed at the time of Jesus and it still exists.
我们知道马可福音第七章，主耶稣曾经跟当年的这些宗教领袖在那里争论一个传统的问题。
Jesus was arguing with some Christian leaders about a traditional problem.
那么他们认为这个传统呢，慢慢变成了真理。
They feel the tradition gradually becomes true.
我不要弟兄姊妹误会我的意思，我不是说凡是传统都是错的。
I don't want you to think that all traditions are wrong.
我们都曾经年轻过。
We were young ones.
那么当我们刚刚开始懂事，进入一些价值判断的时候，我们常常第一个反抗的是盲目的反抗传统。
When we start having our own evaluation system, then we resist traditions.
我们以反抗传统为时髦。
We think that it's fashionable to resist tradition.
今天在教会里面也是有这一般的年轻的弟兄姊妹的想法和看法。
Today there are young people like that in church also.
但不只是有这种想法和看法，也成为他的做法。
Not only does he think that way, they also act that way.
所以当他这样想的时候，他认为我这样做才是走在时代的尖端上，所以呢，以反抗传统为时髦。
Therefore, in order to be fashionable, they want to resist tradition.
我们要小心，我们不应该有这样的态度，但是也不能因为这样，我们就说所有的传统等于真理。
We have to be careful that we cannot be this way, and on the other hand, we cannot say that all traditions are the truth.
所以当年主耶稣跟这些法利赛人在讨论到这个传统的问题的时候，他非常认真的跟这些法利赛人在那里引经据典的谈。
Jesus Christ and Mark 7 were talking to the Pharisees about this very problem.
那么讲了半天好像不够实际，后来耶稣干脆讲了一个例子。
It seemed like that.All the talking was a little abstract, so Jesus gave an example.
他说，有这样的一些人，他们把一笔钱奉献给神，在圣经里面说叫做割耳板。他说已经奉献给神了，他们说，既然我把这笔钱奉献给人，本来这笔钱我要拿来养育我父母的，既然已经奉献了，所以父母亲呢，神就会 take care, 神会负责任。
We talk about some people that they gave a sum of money to God, and in the Bible there's a special term called Corban.And since I have done that, so God will take care of my parents.
所以我把贡献给神和要供奉父母这两件事，把它看成水火不相容的两件事情。
So I see that offering to God and helping one's own parents as something that are completely disintegrated.
但事实上这两件事情是不可以分的。
But we know that these two things are really inseparable.
如果耶稣在那里用孝敬父母来做例子，今天有很多很多人误会，认为基督教是不重孝道，这是错的。
Many people today think that Christians should not be good to their parents, and this is really wrong.
因为十诫第五诫就是讲到我们人跟父母的关系。
In the Ten Commandments, in the Fifth Commandment, we know that it talks about the relationship one ought to with their parents.
我们看见保罗教导人际的关系，第一个提到的就是要在主里听从父母。
When Paul taught about the relationship one ought to have with other people, the first one was about that with parents.
你如果现在你自己沾沾自喜，你认为我已经够属灵了，而你对父母没有一个新的一个属灵的态度，我对你的属灵有一个很大的问号。
If you feel that you are very spiritual and yet you do not have a new concept toward your parents, then I have a question mark for your relationship with God.
我知道下面一句话不太容易翻译，有人说属灵属灵属灵到最后变成属灵。
Many people say that spiritual, spiritual, and spiritual finally equals to zero. The sound is the same in Chinese.
所以我觉得我们应该在主的面前应该注意我们到底是怎么样的一种属灵。
So we have to really examine ourselves how we do are really spiritual.
过去14年我感谢主让我在台湾学生工作当中有14年服侍主的一点学习。我发现在台湾的基督徒当中有许许多多不健康的属灵。
In the past 14 years, I thank the Lord for giving me the opportunity to serve in the campuses, and I found that in Taiwan, there are many unhealthy signs among the Christians.
很多不正确的属灵观。
Many are really incorrect.
你说你讲得很空洞，能不能举一个例子？
You say, well, you're being very abstract. Will you give me an example?
让我这么说，今天许许多多所谓爱主的基督徒一点不懂礼貌。
There are many Christians who love the Lord, and yet they do not know etiquette, courtesy, and manners.
尤其是年轻人。
Especially the young people.
他觉得他很爱主。
They feel that they really love the Lord.
但一点不懂得人际之间应该有礼貌的关系。
They do not know about courtesy among people, between people.
如果他们不懂，那我们说还有救，我们教教他，他就有礼貌又属灵，感谢主。
If they do not understand this principle, we say, well, that they are still not a hopeless case.
但是今天在台湾，我发现有一些弟兄姊妹以不近人情为表示自己属灵。
But we know that in Taiwan, there are some people that they feel that as unreasonable as possible, then that is getting closer and closer to spirituality.
他越觉得人家不欢迎他，哎呀，他在神面前说：“神啊，感谢你，因为你喜欢我。”
And when the other people don't like the way that they act, then they thank God and say, "God likes me."
我不是说神的喜欢和人的喜欢永远是不冲突的，我不是这个意思。
I'm not saying that what God likes and what man likes never contradict.
但我的意思也是说，神的喜欢和人的喜欢不一定永远冲突的。你懂我的意思吗？
What I'm saying is God's interest and man's interest do not necessarily conflict one another.
保罗说过，我是神的仆人，我不是讨人的喜欢，我是讨神的喜欢。这是神的话，没有错。
Paul says, "I'm God's servant. I try to please God and not man, and that's quite correct."
但是这句话的 application 应用不是说人不喜欢我，神一定喜欢我。
The application of what Paul said doesn't mean that as long as you get everybody to hate you, then God necessarily loves you.
所以他为了使自己更属灵，他就越讨人厌，他就更属灵。
And in order to be more spiritual, then you try to get everybody on the block to hate you.
所以各位会发现，今天这个题目实在是个非常重要而实际的题目。
So you see what we're talking about today is really a very important and also a practical problem.
我最近研究约翰一书，我发现里面有两个非常重要的真理在里面。
I've been studying 1 John recently and I find the two important truths.
我们都知道约翰一书讲神是爱。
We all know that 1 John talks about God is love.
我们很少注意约翰所说神是爱另外一方面的教导。
We very rarely notice what John tells us about the other side.
第一，讲到神是爱。
Number one, John, God is love.
第二，约翰讲到神先爱。
Number two, John talks about God first love.
神是爱和神先爱不一样。
God is love and God loves first are not the same.
基督徒有爱和基督徒去爱，这是两回事情。
Christians have love and Christians actively go about loving are two different things.
我希望下面一句我讲了，我希望大家能够了解我的意思，因为每一次我表达这句话，我发现下面有很多人不懂我的意思，所以我希望慢一点讲。今天基督徒应该是有爱的一些人。Okay.
Today the Christians they ought to have enough love for other people.
Yeah, 他应该有这个爱在，但是如果他有爱而不去爱人。让我讲完哈，如果他有爱而不去爱人，那个有爱的事实就成为他的控告。
Today Christians ought to have the love, the capability to love other people, and yet if he does not do so, if he does not love other people, then that love that is in him persecutes him inside him.
换句话说，你有爱而不能去爱我，宁愿你没有那个爱。
In other words, if you have the love and do not love me, then I would rather that you do not have that love at all.
所以有爱和先爱是两件很重要的关于爱的真理。
Therefore, to have love and to love first are two very important things.
我们知道 Fromm 写过一本书叫《爱的艺术》。
We know that Fromm wrote about the art of love.
那么他在里面说，现在的人越来越觉得被爱比爱人更重要。
He said he feels that nowadays it's more important to be loved than to love.
但是我们的神他是爱，但是他也先爱。
But our God not only is love, but He loved first.
今天全世界华人的教会发明许许多多很精彩、很属灵的一些术语。
Today among the Chinese churches, we have invented many of these words that we use a lot.
我们很喜欢讲这个人是一个倒空的器皿。
We often like to say that this man is an instrument that has been poured out completely, empty himself.
也许我圣经读得不够熟，那么在我所有的印象里面，倒空这个词是很属灵，但是，不知道出自何处。
Maybe I haven't read the Bible thoroughly enough, even though it sounds so good, but I haven't found this term in the Bible.
人的破碎就是灵的出来。
When we talk about the broken of a man, and that is the coming out, the involvement of the Spirit.
我发现很多人读了这本书，他的现象是灵的破碎，人的出来。我不是开玩笑，我是真的这么说。
And many times it seems by people who have read this book, they seem to have taken it the other way around.
你有没有看见有一些人读了这些书以后，他更加的自高，更加的自大，他觉得他比别人更属灵，更高一层。
Have you ever noticed that people who have read this book sometimes feel that now they are more spiritual, they are higher than everybody else?
弟兄姊妹，你们有没有看过一本书叫《人的破碎灵的出来》
？Yeah, brethren, have you ever read that book?
哎呀，当我看的时候，觉得很得帮助啊。
So when I was reading the book, I thought I was really being helped.
哎呀，当我读完，我真是感觉到人被破碎了，圣灵就从我里面出来了。
After I read the book, I felt that I was completely broken, and the Holy Spirit just came out of me.
我从来没有看过圣经里面告诉我们说神的灵是被绑在我里面。
I never read in the Bible that the Holy Spirit is tied down somewhere in me.
我发现今天我们发明了许许多多的这些术语，但是我们很缺少一些很实际日常生活所谓 day by day 这一类的信息，来帮助基督徒过一个日常生活的基督徒。
Even though we have created so many buzzwords, so to speak, and yet we have found very lacking of the messages that really help us to live a Christian life day by day.
王明道先生在大陆，在中国大陆曾经写了不少关于基督徒生活这一方面的一些著作。
Brother Wang Mingdao, when he was in mainland China, he wrote many about these kind of Christian living type of books.
他教了许许多多弟兄姊妹要怎么样过年过节送礼，礼貌，这个见人应该如何称呼等等等等，这样很基本的一些教导。
He wrote many fundamental type of things, what you should give as gifts during festivals and when you see people, how you ought to greet them.
最近我们很少看见这样神的仆人来教导一些弟兄姊妹这种基本的生活艺术。
Nowadays, we rarely find any books like that that teaches about the art of Christian living.
我预备把这三堂呢，用两个大点跟大家分享。
I want to divide the three sessions into two main points to share with you.
第一个，我希望跟大家谈一些基本的观念，基督徒生活的一些基本的观念。
First of all, I'd like to talk about some of the basic concepts in Christian living.
那么第二，要提到一些实际的应用。
And then I'd like to talk about the practical application.
我们到什么时间就谈到哪里为止，那么可能待会儿我们休息一下，然后再继续。那么我希望有更多的时间让弟兄姊妹有 feedback， 有一些你们的意见反应。
And we'll take breaks as we go along, and I'd also like to get your feedback.
第一个我们提到基督徒生活的一些基本的观念。
First of all, we talk about the basic concepts of Christian living.
第一个我们要知道基督徒生活的依归是圣经。
First of all, we have to know that we cannot depart from the Bible.
这句话我们大家都知道，都懂，都会说。
We all understand that.
但是我们发现今天在基督教里面有许多生活的体系是在圣经另外加上一些文化的色彩，加上一些传统的思想。
But we have found that some things that we talk about today based on the Bible with addition to it on, based on the cultural and background.
我们就发现今天我们来到美国，你就会发现今天很多美国的教会跟我们过去香港、台湾的教会好像有些地方不太一样。
We find American churches are very different from that in Taiwan and Hong Kong.
你如果仔细去推敲和思想，你会发现这些不一样不是圣经的启示，是一些文化的色彩。
And if you were to figure out the discrepancies, you will find out it's not due to the revelation, but rather the colorful background differences.
更糟糕的就是把这些文化的色彩慢慢慢慢把它真理化，把它变成我们的信仰来遵循。
And more than that, it's that we have finally finalized those things that we have come about through cultural backgrounds and made them true.
我们都知道圣经是讲原则的一本书。
The Bible talks about principles.
如果圣经要讲细则的话，我相信这样一本厚的圣经一定是不够。
If the Bible is going to were to go into the details, this size is definitely not enough.
有人在找到底圣经里面有没有关于讲看电影的问题。
Some people look around and say that the Bible talked about seeing movies.
找到了。
Sure, they found it.
你们看马可福音十七章第一节讲基督徒不可以看电影。
Mark chapter 17 verse 1 it talks about Christians should not study the Bible, should not go to movies.
你们还没有翻圣经怎么就笑了？马可福音十七章第一节清清楚楚说基督徒不可以看电影，看电影要下地狱。
How come some of you are laughing? It says very clearly that Mark chapter 17 verse 1 that Christians cannot go to movies.
Mark 福音只有十六章。
16 chapters in Mark.
Mark 福音没有十七章。
There isn't a 17th chapter.
虽然圣经里面没有许多篇幅讲到看电影、抽烟、喝酒、跳舞等等的问题。
Even though there isn't any place in the Bible that talks about going to movies, smoking, dancing, this type of thing.
但是圣经里面有原则。
But there are principles in the Bible.
我们要从圣经里面的原则归纳出来，作为我们基督徒生活的准则。
And based on the principles in the Bible, we should be able to deduce the way that we ought to live our lives.
在台湾有个传道人把哥林多前书几节的圣经，把它归纳出一个基督徒行事为人的原则，我觉得非常好，提出来给你们做参考。
In Taiwan, there's a preacher that has used Corinthians and to base on that to come up with a few standards of living for Christians.
可能有些人听过他，寇世远弟兄。
Maybe some of you have heard of him, Brother 寇世远。
他是我属灵启蒙的师父。
And he is my spiritual teacher.
我刚刚蒙恩的时候，有两年的时间跟着他学读圣经。
And I first recalled I followed him for 2 years to study the Bible.
在哥林多前书里面，他把它归纳成四点行事为人的原则。
In 1 Corinthians, he deduced four points.
在哥林多前书第六章很熟悉的一节圣经，这样告诉我们。
First Corinthians chapter 6.
在十二节。
Verse 12.
他这里说：“凡事我都可行，但不都有益处；凡事我都可行，但无论哪一件，我总不受他的辖制。”
1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 12. All things are lawful unto me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any.
这里面起码我们看见两个原则。第一，当你是个基督徒要去做一件事情的时候，你要想想看，对我自己这件事情是不是有益处？因为圣经上说，这个凡事都可行，但不都有益处。你要先问这件事情对我是构成益处还是害处。
Here it talks about two principles. Number one, everything that I do, I ought to ask myself whether I am going to be benefit from it. Like here it says, but all things are not expedient. You have to check yourself on that first.
在这里很清楚，基督徒可以不可以抽烟，已经给我们个答案。
So whether Christians ought to or not to smoke, we can find the answer right here.
那么第二个原则，他这里说对事情我们要有自由。
And the second principle that is given over here is that I will not be brought under the power of any.
我做这件事情是我控制它，不是它来控制我。
As I do this one thing, is that thing controlling me, or am I controlling this activity?
所以从这里我们就看见，不只是看电影、抽烟、喝酒的问题，有的时候打篮球、打排球、打任何的一个运动，当你做这件事情过分的时候，由他来管你，而不是你来控制他的时候，你已经违背了圣经的原则。
So here we see that, you know, as far as smoking, dancing, drinking, this type of thing, not only these, but even engaging in any kind of sport, as long as you do it to a point that this activity begins to control you, then you are in this confine here.
所以感谢主，我们单单这两点已经帮助我们很大。
We thank the Lord, even these two points have helped us a lot.
但是哥林多前书十章二十三节继续告诉我们说。
First Corinthians chapter 10 verse 23 continues to talk to us.
第一句话还是一样，凡事都可行，但不都有益处。但是下面说，凡事都可行，但不都造就人。
Here again, the same thing, to begin with. All things are lawful for me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but all things edify not.
对自己，你要有益处。
You have to check whether it is good for you.
对事情，你要有自由。
As far as to this particular activity, you ought to seek freedom or control over it.
第三，对人你要有造就。
And thirdly, toward other people, you have to find out whether it edifies or not.
所以保罗说，如果做一件事情使别人跌倒，我就不做。
If Paul says, if I were to do something and cause other people to fumble, to fall, I will not do so.
他没有讲哪一件事情。
He did not specify what.
因为每一个人的情况不一样。
Because everyone is different.
每一个时代情形不一样。
Every age is different.
当你发现这件事情做出来使人家跌倒，不造就人，你不应该做。
When you find that doing something it causes other people to fall, it does not help to edify them, you should not do it.
那么十章三十一节还有最后一个原则，他说：“所以你们或是或无论做什么，都要为荣耀神而行，对神要有荣耀。”
Verse 31 continues, whether therefore ye eat or drink or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God. In other words, toward God, you have to seek to glorify Him.
所以你看见在这里讲到对自己，讲到对事情，讲到对别人，讲到对神，你在这几方面找到了原则以后，我想你有很多常常问的问题都有了答案。
Therefore, here we see four principles. First, toward ourselves. Secondly, toward this activity itself. Thirdly, toward other people. Fourthly, toward God.So you can find all the answer or almost all the answer to your question.
所以我们讲基督徒的生活一定要本于圣经，要基于圣经来发挥，来发展你的这个基督徒生活的整个体系。
Therefore, when we talk about Christian living, we have to base that on the Bible.
第二，我们要提到基督徒的生活，我觉得一定要以主耶稣为我们的典范。
When we talk about Christian living, we have to use Jesus Christ as our example.
我们常常说主的主权 the lordship of Christ.
We many times talk about the lordship of Christ.
这不是单单指信仰而言，这是指着生活说的。
It is not only referring to belief, but also toward living.
如果各位有机会把四福音从主的角度，就是看主的生活言行来看到，我们把它归纳成两方面。
If you can trace Jesus Christ's life in the four Gospels, we can basically classify into two.
我们中国人说有言教，有身教。
We Chinese talk about that one is teach by word of mouth, by talking, and the other one is by exemplifying.
这两方面我们都可以在圣经里面看到主耶稣的榜样和见证。
And we can see that Jesus Christ taught verbally and also exemplifying.
主耶稣出来有个登山宝训，在马太福音五六七三章。
In Matthew chapter 5, 6, 7, we see the Beatitudes.
第五章他开始讲到 Beatitude, 讲到八福。
We talk about the Sermon on the Mount, and also in chapter 5, we talk about the Beatitudes.
讲完了八福，讲到基督徒的地位以后，从八福以后，在第五章十三节开始，就讲到基督徒的功用。
After the Beatitudes, in chapter 5, verse 13, starting from there, talks about the functions of a Christian.
他说你们是世上的光，你们是世上的盐。
He said, "You are the salt and the light of the world."
我们今天引用这些圣经，常常引用错了。
Many times we seem to be quoting it wrongly.
我们常常今天有人做祷告，这样讲。
Some people pray that way.
主啊，求你让我照着你的话做光做盐。
Lord, I pray that you help me to follow thy words to be the light and the salt.
其实他翻译是照圣经的翻译。我刚才说做光做盐，耶稣从来没有要我们做光做盐。
Well, Jesus Christ never asked us to be salt and light.
It's 实在不太容易翻译，因为我要强调的是这样：耶稣说你们是世上的光，不是说你们要做世上的光。你们懂我的意思吗 ？OK.
Jesus Christ says that that you are the salt and the light of the world, not that you ought to act as the salt and the light of the world.
你看《使徒行传》第一章八节很熟的说，但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就要得着能力，要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。这是个很好的一节圣经，但是中文圣经把它翻的一个很大的错误，就是说你们要做我的见证。我觉得这个做字害死今天中国教会。
We know in Acts in the about the early churches, Jesus Christ, when given the talking to the disciples in the early churches, said that you have to go to Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and all the and to the uttermost of the world to be the to preach, and also to. But the problem is to be the salt and the light of the world.
那么那英文圣经没有问题。如果你去看这个《使徒行传》一章八节，任何一本英文的翻都是讲到 to be the witness， 就是成为耶稣的见证。那我们翻译成要做见证，做我的见证。
In English, there's no problem because it says to be the witness, but in Chinese version, it talks about act as.
你说李牧师，你太吹毛求疵。
Maybe some of you will say, "Well, Reverend Lee, you're being too critical."
我不愿意吹毛求疵，但是我愿意让弟兄姊妹看见，读圣经越准确越好。
I don't want to be critical, but I want to tell you that it is best to try to study the Bible as carefully, as accurately as possible.
因为圣经上说，不是说要我们做光做盐，是是光是盐，这个有分别。
Because there is a difference. The Bible tells us that we are the salt and the light of the world, not to act as the light and the salt of the world.
因为你做有两个毛病在。
Because when you try to act, there are two problems.
只有醒着的人会做一样事情，睡着的人就不会做一样事情。
Number one, only those people who are awake can have actions.
在你注意的时候，你会做一件事情；在你不注意的时候，你原形就毕露，就不会做一件事情。
Only when you're paying attention, you can act.When you're not paying attention, you cannot act.
所以今天有很多人做见证做得很辛苦。
So today, so many people try to act a witness, a testimony. It is very tiresome.
那么，如果你是一个见证，你不管怎么，因为你已经是了，你们懂我的意思吗
？But if you are the witness, then you don't have to try so hard because you are.
我们从非基督徒变成基督徒，是因为立志行善，由得我行出来，由不得我，所以我们才要靠主，才要信耶稣。
When we become Christians, it is because we can determine to do so.Like in Romans, but when it comes to the action, we cannot control. That's why we have to repent and to rely on Jesus Christ.
所以那个时候我们还没有信主的写照。
That was a profile of the before image.
对我们信了主以后，我们的经验是怎么样？心灵固然愿意，肉体却软弱了，一样。
And then after we have become a Christian, we say, "Well, even though I'm willing in my heart, but my flesh has failed me." So it's no different.
那个问题在哪里？问题就在我们太过分，要努力要去演一个基督徒，做一个基督徒的样子。今天非基督徒看得很清楚这些基督徒的失败。
So what is the basic problem there? The basic problem is we try to act, we try to put on something, and the non-Christians tell that very clearly.
Hypocrites, 假冒为善，这个希腊文原文的意思是 actor, 是演戏的人的意思。
The word hypocrite in the original Greek meaning is actor.
你在台上，原谅我说的很粗的话，在台上一副嘴脸，下来又是一副嘴脸，这是今天很多基督徒的失败。
We talk about that on stage, it seems like he is, you know, he is one type of person, and then off stage, he's a different type of person.
耶稣说：“你们是世上的盐。”我们真是求主帮助我们，让我们看重这个“是”这个字。
Jesus says that you are the light and the salt of the world. Let us pay attention to the word "are."
接下去在这句话里面，我们就想到，神是提醒我们，我们的地位是在天的。
God reminds us that our position, our status, is heavenly.
但是我们的功用是在地上。
But our function is on earth.
我们今天有的人太过分的强调基督徒的地位。
Some people they overemphasize the position of a Christian.
我们是天上的国民。
We are the subjects of the heavenly kingdom.
被拣选的族类，没有看见他有一个荣耀的地位。
Today some people do not see that they have a glorious identification.
我们看这个基督徒走出来，一点点没有属天的感觉。
See a Christian walking down the street, we do not see that he is heavenly at all.
伊丽莎经过一个地方，经过一个书念城的时候，吃几顿饭，人家就看出这个人是圣洁的神人。
Elisha was passing by a place and just ate a few meals, and people could tell that he was different. He belonged to God.
好像那个书念妇人，不是说我听见他讲道，发现他是圣洁的神人，我看他吃饭，看出他是圣洁的神人。
It's just like that woman that was recorded did not hear about the sermon, but just look at the way he ate, could tell that he was holy.
地位是很重要的。
Position is very important.
我们今天讲地位讲得太过分了，忘记我们的地位是属天，我们的功用却是属地的。
But we should not overemphasize our heavenly position, but we ought to also know that we have a function on earth.
所以主耶稣说，你们是世上的。
Therefore, Jesus, he said, you are the world's, or you are the salt or the light of the world. Of is it portrays belonging.
主耶稣除了有言教，他也有很清楚的身教。
Jesus Christ, besides teaching verbally, he also exemplified.
他出来做工的时候，很多人批评他。
When he first came out to ministry, many people criticized him.
在马太福音十一章告诉我们说，有人这样批评他。
Matthew chapter 11 tells us.
他们说施洗约翰不吃不喝。
John the Baptist, he did not eat, he did not drink.
他们就说这个人被鬼附，你看古里古怪的。
And they said, well, this man is weird. He may be possessed by the devil.
人子来了。
Son of man has come,
又吃又喝
he eats and he drinks.
人家又批评他了
People criticize him.
人家批评他是什么呢
and said,
说贪吃好酒的人
and said he likes to eat, he's always hungry for food.
吃喝只有两条路一个是吃喝一个是不吃不喝
When we talk about this subject, there are only two alternatives. Either you eat it or you don't eat it.
你看你不吃不喝人家说古里古怪这个人被鬼附
You don't eat it, people criticize it's weird, it's possessed by the devil.
你看你一吃了人家批评你说这人好贪吃好酒。
And when you do take it, people say that you're so hungry, you're so hungry for food all the time.
你留在家里人家说这个传道人好偷懒懒惰都不出去做工。
If you stay at home, people will criticize it, saying that this minister is lazy, he does not work.
你一天到晚出去探访人家批评你说这个传道人不肯亲近神都在外面做草木合接的工作。
You go on visitation a lot, people will criticize and say, this pastor spends all this time building up houses that are made of haystacks, and he does not spend any time to be close to God.
怎么办?
What do you do?
坐在楼梯上最好。
Maybe it's better to be midway on the stairway.
那么也不出去，也不在家里面，反正我就在当中，如果有人要找我，到楼梯上见面。
You're not inside, you're not outside. If anybody wants to look for you, make an appointment at the stairways.
我为什么讲这个呢？因为施洗约翰不吃不喝，他是为了天国的缘故，不错。
Why am I talking about this? John the Baptist, he did not eat nor did he drink for the sake of the kingdom of God.
他不是标新立异，说哎呀大家都这样，所以我来一个新姿态出现。他没有这个意思。
He was not trying to be different. He was not trying to come up with something new, a novelty or anything.
但是耶稣吃喝也不是为了自己，他是愿意做罪人的朋友，所以动机也是为做天国的缘故。
Jesus Christ, he drank and he ate not for his own reason, but to be friend with the sinners. So it was also for the sake of the kingdom of God.
如果你基督徒的生活一天到晚活在怕人的批评论断的里面，你就不要活了。
If your Christian living is in constant fear of the criticisms of other people, then maybe you better not live.
但是我特别要强调的，如果你要我选，我要选什么？
But I cannot overemphasize. If you were to ask me to choose, what would I choose?
我选择主耶稣。
I choose to be like Jesus Christ.
我要吃要喝。
I like to drink and to eat.
什么叫做要吃要喝呢？
What does it mean to want to eat and to drink?
有好多老朋友好久没有见面，见到我说：“哎呀，你胖了。
” So many people who haven't seen me for a long time, and he sees us, and he said, "Oh, you have gained some weight."
这是吃喝的结果。
This is the consequence of eating and drinking.
我不是指这个。
I'm not talking about it.
主耶稣他给我们的榜样，他拣选吃喝，他不拣选不吃不喝。
Jesus Christ gave us this example that he chose eating and drinking over not.
他有他的目的。
He had his purpose.
我不晓得大家有没有这样的感觉和观念，或者过去受过这样的教导。
I don't know whether you have had this type of teaching before.
你越受苦，你越属灵。
The more you suffer, the more spiritual you become.
我们为主肯为主受苦的人感谢主。
We thank the Lord for those who are willing to suffer for the Lord's sake.
但是我不认为受苦是使你更属灵的阶梯。
But yet I do not think that suffering is a prerequisite or a stepping stone to becoming Muslim.
今天中国教会许许多多讲受苦的信息，很多是受了佛教和道教的影响。
The many messages that coming out of Chinese Christian churches that talk about suffering, maybe it is being influenced by Buddhism and by Taoism.
所以我们要注意，这里面有很多很多很敏感的一些真理在里面。
Therefore, there are some that are very keenly sensitive teaching.
所以以前有一本书叫《In His Step》，就是我们这个主题的一本书哈。
You know that there's a book by the name In His Steps.
我们就讲到一个教会的牧师带领全教会的弟兄姊妹注意一件事情。
It talks about the minister of the church who was leading the whole congregation to try to figure out one thing.
当你跑到一个十字路口的时候，你不知道何去何从的时候，你要训练自己想一件事：如果主耶稣是我，他要怎么做？
When you're at a crossroad and when you do not know how to make your decision,You say that if Jesus were in this position, what would he do?
因着这一个态度，这个教会带来一个很大的转变，一个转机和复兴。
Because of this attitude, the church had a critical change and also a big revival.
Okay, 第三点我们要提的是一个平衡基督徒的信仰，是基督徒生活一个很重要的一个基础。
Third thing that we want to talk about is the balance of a Christian life is the basic foundation of a Christian living.
我首先要声明的平衡不等于妥协。
I'd like to say that balance is not compromise.
今天有很多人以为说，那过平衡的基督徒的意思就是说要妥协，不是的。
So many Christians today feel that in order to be balanced, you have to compromise.
平衡乃是让我们看见在圣经里面一而再、再而三一个很清楚的启示。
Balance in the Bible, we have seen it repeatedly as a revelation.
我觉得一个基督徒在三方面要需要很懂得平衡，一个是生命，一个是生活，一个是侍奉。
I think the Christians ought to find good balance in three things: living, life, and service.
不是说这三件事情有相等的三分的这个关系，这是生命，这是生活，这是侍奉。
We are not dividing this circle equally into three equal portions as live, living, and ministry.
我所说的生命、生活、侍奉在一个基督徒身上的关系是这样一个平衡的一个关系。
And the kind of balance that I'm talking about is that type of a relationship.
生命是整个东西的基础。
Life itself is the foundation of the whole thing.
你如果没有神的生命，你如果没有一个正确与神的关系，其他一些都免谈。
If you do not have a good relationship with God in your life, then you can't talk about anything else.
那么接下来就讲到基督徒的生活。
Then here we talk about Christian living.
然后讲到基督徒的侍奉。
We talk about the service or the ministry of a Christian.
当然我们这样讲是比较狭义的，生命是单单指你跟神之间灵修的那个关系。
When we talk about this life, we talk about the spiritual life with God.
生活是讲到一个基督徒的行事为人。
When we talk about the Christian living, we're talking about the way that he acts about in the world.
讲侍奉是讲到在教会里面的一些工作。
We talk about his ministry, we talk about his work in the church.
这三样东西我们必须有这样的一个概念。
We have to have a clear concept about this.
保罗是一个在生命上跟主很密切的人，是没有问题的。
Paul in his life, he had a close relationship with God. That has no question.
那么我们特别注意保罗对这个生活和侍奉之间的关系，我们看一处的圣经。
Let us look at the place in the Bible to find out the relationship between living and ministry.
请注意看《使徒行传》二十章。在《使徒行传》二十章里面，我们看见保罗在米利都跟以弗所的一些长老讲了一些耳提面命的话。
We see here that Paul was talking to some of these elders about some very important teachings.
那么他跟以弗所当然有很密切的关系。
Of course, Paul was very closely related to the Ephesus Church of Ephesus.
他那时候觉得他跟这个以弗所教会的弟兄姊妹分别了以后，在地上没有机会见面。
He felt that as he was leaving Ephesus, maybe there was no opportunity to see these people again.
所以中国人说，人之将去，其言也善。
The Chinese say that as man is leaving his last words are worthy of listening to.
所以他在那个时候是把最重要的一些话要交代给以弗所教会的负责的弟兄姊妹。
He was bidding them on some of the very important words.
请注意看十八节。
18.
我觉得这几节圣经对我来讲有很大的挑战性。
I think it's very challenging to me.
十八节说，他们来了，就是那些长老来了。保罗就说，你们知道，自从我到亚细亚的日子以来，在你们中间始终为人如何。
18. And when they were come to him, he said unto them, You know from the first day that I came into Asia, after what manner I have been with you at all seasons.
服侍主凡事谦卑，眼中流泪，又因犹太人的谋害经历试炼。
Serving the Lord with all humility of mind and with many tears and temptations which befell me by the lying in wait of the Jews.
十九节讲到他 serving the Lord, 他服侍主。
19 talked about serving the Lord.
我们的弟兄念的是这个 King James Version.
Yes, I was reading the King James Version.
那么在这个 Revised Standard 这个 version 上面，他就讲 serving the Lord with humility, with tears, and also with trials. 就是三个不同的这个服侍主的态度。
In the revised version, it talks about the three attitudes, and that is with humility, with tears, and with trials.
哇，这个是很好的一个榜样。
This is a very good example.
但是请特别注意，在还没有读到十九节以前，服侍主以前，他是讲到他的为人如何。
But before he talked about serving the Lord, he talked about the kind of manner that he had.
保罗看重为人，过于看重他的服事。
Paul saw that his manner was more important than serving the Lord.
一个人不懂得为人，你许许多多的服事，你会发现你那个不对的为人，做会成为你服事的反对。
A person who does not know manner, he will find that because of his bad manners, it becomes an obstacle in his course of serving the Lord.
你们知道今天什么人来拆传道人的台吗？
Do you know what kind of people are seem to be defeating the purposes of the missionaries?
在台上大声疾呼讲一篇金科玉律的道理。
Those people who preach radiantly on the stage.
你知道他下来以后，谁拆散他这片道呢？是他自己。
And who are the people that can say that his sermon was no good?
他在台上讲这个天花乱坠，下来以后完全把他所建立的这一个信息给破坏掉。
He may be talking very radiantly up on the pulpit, but when he comes down, his own behavior tears his message to pieces.
这是为人的问题。
And this is what we are talking about here.
你看保罗他怎么说呢？他说我在你们中间为人。
And Paul says, what manner I have been with you at all seasons.
在你们中间，请特别注意这几个字。
He said, "Among you." I like to call your attention to that two words.
我们都懂得什么叫做道成肉身。
We all understand what it means that the word
become flesh,
became flesh,
incarnation, right?
Oh, yeah. Incarnation.
我们说道成肉身就是描写主耶稣，他是神成为人。
We are really describing Jesus Christ that He is God and He became man.
但是我们很少把道成肉身这四个字应用在我们的身上。
But very rarely do we apply that word incarnation into ourselves.
我们只会说道成肉身是指耶稣。
We say that incarnation refers to Jesus Christ.
我们很少想到道成肉身是指我。
We very rarely say that that refers to ourselves.
我们里面有主的道，但是我们需要把这个道变成肉身。
We have the word of God inside us, but we have to incarnate that.Into manifestation.
所以我们要像主耶稣像保罗一样，我们要进到他们的中间。
Therefore, we ought to be like Paul. We ought to go amidst them, go into them.
今天早上我说，今天有很多人误会分别为圣的这个意思。
I said this morning that many people misunderstand what when we say to be distinguished.
他们说跟世界离得越远，就越是分别为圣。
They say to be set as further apart as from the world.Then you are more sanctified.
这个不是道成肉身的意思。
This is not the meaning here.
他说主耶稣道成肉身住在我们中间，充充满满有恩典有真理。
And it talks about Jesus Christ when he took the form of a man and he lived among us and and to be filled with grace and abundantly.
那么他还有一句话说 in all season, 中文是始终。
Here we also see at all seasons and in Chinese this means from beginning to end.
就是 consistency, 就是一致。
Yeah, that is saying consistently.
那么今天我觉得很多基督徒不能过一个始终的生活。
Today, a few many Christians cannot live a kind of a consistent life.
有人有始而无终。
Some people, they have beginning but no end.
圣经里面有一个人叫迪马。
We know about the person in the Bible, Demas.
那么他是有始没有终。
With the beginning and no end.
我们看一个马可。
Mark.
他是无始有终。
No beginning and with an end.
他开头开得很糟糕，这个年轻人。
Very bad beginning.
他一开始的时候给保罗留下一个很坏的印象。
Gave Paul a very bad impression.
为了这个人，保罗跟他的同工分裂。
Paul, because of him, was separated from his colleague.
但是保罗在老年的时候。
But in his old age.
他说马可真宝贵。
Paul says, Mark is very precious.
他是个无始有终的人。
He has no beginning but with an end.
但是我们感谢主，我们的主是一个又有始又有终的一位。
We thank our Lord for He has a beginning and an end.
我们也为主，为主保罗感谢主，他也是一个有始有终的人。
Also, Paul was also with the beginning and an end. We thank God for it.
Okay, 现在是两点半。
Now it's 2:30.
那么我们有一个短的 break.
We'll take a short break.
那么这个基本的观念呢，还有一点，我待会儿再讲。
We'll continue later on.
那么我们就暂时停在这里，让大家出去平衡一下。几点开始？三点，两点四十分。OK, 我们两点四十分回来哈，两点四十分。怎么样？累吗？突然之间，我声音有点哑，不知道为什么。
Two other workshops running concurrent with this one. One workshop in room number 11 had a teacher children in a Christian home.
OK. 我们刚才讲了几个很重要的基本的观念。
We talk about a few very important basic concepts.
第一个，我们从圣经来归纳这个基督徒行事为人原则的这个依归。
First of all, from the Bible, we deduce the principle by which a man ought to live, a Christian ought to live.
那第二，我们特别强调，我们既然有这样的一个题目。与主同行，我们就要看主的榜样。
Secondly, we emphasize since we have the theme in His steps, we have to use Jesus Christ as our example.
那么第三，我们谈到平衡的基督徒生活。
Thirdly, we talk about the balance of a Christian life.
那么第四点，我这些年来也是心里面一直很深的负担的一个题目，我要在这里跟弟兄姊妹一起交通。
This is a point that I have been burdened many years, and I'd like to share with you now.
我们要建立基督徒正确的世界观。
We have to build the correct world concept for a Christian.
今天有许多人把圣经里面世界这个观念搞混。
Today, many Christians are confused with the word world in the Bible.
起码在圣经里面，我们看见这个世界有三个不同的意思。
We know at least there are three meanings to this word world.
神所创造的宇宙万物是神所创造的一个世界。
The cosmos that God created is this world.
所以在圣经里面告诉我们说，这一个世界，神所造的这个世界，就是指说这个我们今天所看到的这个很美的这个大自然。
Therefore, when we talk about, when God talks about the creation, He talks about this natural world that we see.
但第二个世界的定义和观念呢，是在约翰福音三章十六节，神爱世界，在英文圣经是这样讲。
The second definition of the word world is found in John 3:16. God so loved the world.
那么那个地方中文是特别把它翻译出来，是世界上的人。
Their Chinese version brings out that.God so loved the worldly people.
那么第三个地方呢，在约翰一书二章十五节，圣经说不要爱世界。
The third place is John 2:15. It
First John. 约翰一书，对不起。
First John, sorry. And it talks about do not love the world.
所以我们在这里如果 不去分辨的话，就会觉得彼此有一点矛盾，因为约翰三章十六节是约翰写的，约翰一书二章十五节也是约翰写。
If we try, do not try to distinguish, then we may be confused because John wrote both the gospel according to John and also 1 John.
所不同的就是约翰福音早一点写，约翰一书晚一点写。
The only difference was the time.
大概约翰年纪大了，这个头脑有一点乱，所以这个词就乱用了。
John wrote 1 John at his old age, maybe he was a little confused.
我想圣灵感动人写圣经的时候不会这样。
But I believe that the Holy Spirit inspired John to write it, and therefore it couldn't be a mistake.
因为约翰福音三章十六节讲到神爱这个世界，是讲到世人说的。
John 3:16, God so loved the world is talking about the people in this world.
那么约翰一书二章十五节说不要爱世界，是指着世俗而说的。
First John chapter 2:15 talks about do not love the world. It talks about do not love worldliness.
所以这个我们要分别世俗和世界是不一样的。
Well, we see the difference between world and worldliness.
那么因为我们不会分辨这一些观念，所以我们整个基督徒的世界观就出了很大的毛病。
If we do not distinguish all these three meanings, then our world concept will be all confused.
昨天晚上我们听林牧师讲到原则和细则的不同。
Last night we heard Dr. Lin talk about the difference between principles and details.
我们不能把原则细则混为一谈。
And not confuse these two.
但是讲到基督徒世界观的时候，有两件事情我也特别想提出来，希望弟兄姊妹不要把它弄混。
When we talk about the world concept of Christians, there are two things I'd like to call your attention to.
圣经里面有绝对、有相对的思想。
In the Bible, there is such thing as absolute and relative.
今天有许多的基督徒把绝对的事情相对化。
Today, some people, some Christians, they rationalize the absolute things and make them relative.
也相反的，有许多人把相对的事情绝对化。
And they also rationalize those things that ought to be relative, and they make them absolute.
也许这样讲非常的这个抽象。
Maybe it is too abstract just to talk about it.
我们可以在教会里面听见类似这样的说法，我们就懂这个绝对的相对化或者相对的绝对化是什么意思。
What have we really been talking about?
我们回到刚才说的什么基督徒看电影不看电影的问题。
Let's go back to what we're talking about, the Christians want to go see movies.
我不是在这里鼓励大家说基督徒要看电影，我没有这个意思。
I'm not encouraging all the Christians to go see movies.
但是我也没有说基督徒不可以看电影，我也没有这样说。
Nor have I said that Christians cannot see movies.
我觉得今天有很多基督徒看电影不看电影，不知道为什么看，不知道为什么不看。
Now some Christians who see movies do not know why they see movies. Some Christians who do not see movies do not know why they do not.
他不看电影，他不是从心里面的一个很清楚的 conviction 来的，他是因为看见很多人都不看，因为那个牧师这样讲，那个传的到底圣经。怎么说？他把许许多多这一类相对的东西，把它绝对化。
He does not go to see the movie not because he is convicted by the Bible, but because some people say this or some people say that. But what they have done is they have rationalized these things that are relative into an absolute time frame.
如果我们好好的去思想基督徒生活的那些层面的时候，我们会发现许许多多今天教会里面所讲的一些绝对的东西，并不是原来在圣经里面就是绝对的。
If we study and think about it carefully, we'll find out many churches they talk about many absolute things in the Bible. They are not absolute.
在台湾，我觉得好基督徒是不看电影。
In Taiwan, the good Christians don't go to the movies.
后来我到新加坡去念神学。
Singapore went to seminary.
我发现有许多看电影的好基督徒。
I found there were many good Christians that went to movies.
那我再说，我不是鼓励你们看电影哈。
I'm not encouraging you to go to the movies.
我也不是在这里定电影的罪，定看电影的罪。
Nor am I condemning you for going to the movies.
但是我们从刚才我所说的这两句话，会不会产生一个疑问在我们的头脑里面？
But because of what I said, would that create a question mark in your head?
但是台湾这个理所当然就接受下来，因为好基督徒一定不看电影的。
In Taiwan, this is a set pattern. The good Christians just don't go to the movies.
但是为什么我到了新加坡以后，发现有很多看电影的好基督徒呢？
Why is it that after I went to Singapore, I found some Christians that are good, and they went to the movies.
单子看电影的问题已经渐渐不是一个很重要的 issue 在教会里面。以前在我们还做学生的时代，哦，这个问题非常的严重。
As far as this problem is no longer a big issue, at the time that I was still a student, it was a big issue.
因为今天大家已经没有办法讨论这个问题，因为你说不可以看电影，一天到晚在家里面电视里面看电影。
You can't talk about it because everybody has a chance to watch TV. So if you don't see movies, you can still see it on the screen and at home.
所以现在牧师也渐渐不再谈这个问题，因为他家里面有电视，所以他也觉得最好不要碰这个问题。
Ministers no longer talk about it because they have TVs at home too, so they don't want to talk about it.
真的，圣经里面从来没有把看电影不看电影把它绝对化，没有，绝对没有。
Really, the Bible does not talk about to go see movies or not in an absolute way.
如果今天有一个人因为他去看电影绊倒别的人，我常常说那绊倒的人活该。
If someone he goes to see movies and he has caused someone else to fall, I oftentimes say, well, this person who fall deserves it.
也许我有一点开玩笑，但是我要弟兄姊妹好好的思想这个问题。有很多因为观念错误而使人跌倒的那个跌倒，应该重新来骨架他的这个他圣经上对这件事情的看法。
Maybe I am kidding a little bit, but.I really mean to say that those people, because of a discrepancy in their concept and have caused other people to fall, they ought to have a re-evaluation of their recognition of the principles in the Bible.
相反，今天有很多人把圣经里面绝对的事情去相对化。
On the contrary, many people are rationalized the things that talk about in the Bible in an absolute way, and they have made it relative.
这是到 Lynchburg 来，我很兴奋，因为常常在电视里面看一个节目，是Lynchburg 这里一个教会一个牧师所主持的。
This time when I come to Lynchburg, I'm very excited because many times I have watched a program sponsored in Lynchburg area on TV.
他的名字是不是叫 Larry Fowler 还是什么？ Jerry Fowler, I'm sorry, Jerry Fowler.、那么最近我看了他几次的这电视节目，他非常强烈的向着这个社会提出挑战。
This is Reverend Jerry Falwell of the church here in Lynchburg, and he is petitioning to the whole population here in the United States, especially the Christians, about several issues, moral issues.
第一个，他强调的是站在基督徒的立场，将站在圣经的启示的立场，反对所谓堕胎的问题。
Number one is based on the teaching in the Bible, revelation of the Bible. He is strongly against abortion.
他也反对同性恋的问题。
Also, the problem of homosexual.
他也反对这个色情文学的问题。
Also, the problem of pornography.
我们看见他非常强调的在那讲这个东西的时候，他是站在一个很冒险、很危险的一个立场。听说他每天要收到相当多的恐吓他的信件。
We see that he was really going out to a limb when he was talking about this type of things on radio broadcasts. I heard that he received many letters of threats every day.
当时一个基督徒在今天的社会里面，我们应该，既然我们是光是盐，我们就应该对这个社会一些该绝对的东西，我们不能放弃，不能放松。
Therefore, we as Christians